Weekly Devotional, A Good and Loving God is in Control, by Suzanne D. Williams. Narrated by Artificial Intelligence, Michelle. What do I do with, God said to me, what God didn't say to them? I hope that's not confusing. But I've heard several people say God spoke what isn't him at all. One was said to be, chastening. Only God doesn't talk hateful. He is love. People laughed and nodded at the person's remark, and if I'd have argued, they'd have insisted on what was said. I get the look a lot. But God didn't say it. Can God be mean? No. The few times Papa, the Holy Spirit, got onto me, he was so kind. When he teaches me, even the stuff I resist, he's so patient. Never says a cross word. Jesus speaks, Abba speaks, they sound different. And they are so very kind. There isn't any slap in them. You'd better obey, the person said God said. Not like that. Unless you are Iran. And there's a farmer out there on those poppy fields who he loves. Saw this on Instagram. Hope you caught my meaning there. I don't know what to do with the church. Buncha God guessers. Saying God said what he didn't say. Or the Jews, stuck on, if we act right, G_D will hear. He hears you. He is you. I wish you could talk to him, see he's Jesus, and all the other things you know he is as well. We need your knowledge. We need you. Said this today, you have a Rebbe in Jerusalem who knows God will hear and heal when he speaks, and a woman half a world away who isn't dead now. Then you have a church who say the Jews are headed to hell because Paul said so. Only that isn't what Paul said. The more I dwell on it, the more complicated it gets and filled with a lot of riffraff. I'm out. I love Pastor Jason at Access Church. That's where I go. I love my mom's pastor and my friend's pastor. So many wonderful men who speak the word of God. But I'm tired of the enemy talk. Shut down, folks. Jesus' triumph is complete. And God is good and sweet and loving. That's the point. Stop erecting spiritual warfare as defense. Jesus did it all and all he did was die. When will we quit looking for a battle of opponents lined up against each other and realize one side always loses when anger gets that big? Anger leads to violence every single time, James 1:19-20 GW. Unless we see truth and deliberately sit down. The God who died to keep the world from dying, did so to prevent there ever being a battle at all. He defeated the enemy, cross that out. He destroyed the devil, removing him from the playbook, without any of our help. That's also the point. When all of the earth lined up to fight. God said, "No game." And took it all away, out of our view. Draw a battle line again, church. All that's on it is grass, a hillside, a cross, and an empty tomb. God is good. He loves people. He wants to heal people. And there's no stickers needed. Not faith I am, nor and the glory, nor word of knowledge number two. Just ask Jesus. Ask Papa. Ask Abba. Make them your only option. The Jews know this. Give G_D the last word. And not the doctor, nor the medicine, nor the doubt, nor your fears, nor death. Focus on he loves you and it'll happen. About the author. Suzanne D. Williams is a native Floridian, wife, mother, and photographer. She is the author of both nonfiction and fiction books.